This is the Sakar Muli of 27th of November 2024. Essence, sweet children, don't waste your time in useless things of this limited world. Let there constantly be royal thoughts in your intellects. Question. Which children are able to put every direction the Father gives into practice? Answer. Those who are introverted and who do not make any external show, but who stay in spiritual intoxication, are able to put every one of the Father's directions into practice. You children should not have any false pride. There should be total cleanliness in you. You souls have to be very good and have true love for the one Father. Never let there be any sanskars of salt water, for only then will you be able to put every one of the Father's directions into practice. Om Shanti. You children are not only sitting and having the pilgrimage of remembrance, but you also have the spiritual intoxication that you are establishing your land of angels, Paristhan, by following Srimat. You should have so much happiness and enthusiasm. All useless things and rubbish should have been removed by now. You should have great enthusiasm on seeing the Unlimited Father. The more you stay on the pilgrimage of remembrance, the more improvement there will be. The Father says that there should be a spiritual university for you children. Yours is the World Spiritual University. So, where is this university? A university is created especially for you. Together with that, there has to be a very royal hostel. Your thoughts should be so royal. Day and night, the Father thinks about how to teach you children and enable you to pass the highest exams through which you will become the masters of the world. Originally, you souls were completely pure, and so your bodies were also completely pure and beautiful. You had such an elevated kingdom. A lot of your time is wasted in useless things of this limited world. You students should not have any dirty thoughts. You set up many very good committees, but there is no power of yoga. You tell one another many tall stories about how you will do this or that. Maya too says, I will get hold of them by their noses or their ears. There is no love for the Father. There is the saying, human beings want something to happen and something else happens instead. So Maya too stops you from doing anything. Maya deceives you a great deal. She cuts off your ears. The Father makes you children so elevated. He gives you directions to do this, that, and the other. Baba also sends very royal daughters outside to do service. Some children ask Baba, Baba, should we go for training? Baba says, children, first of all, remove your own weaknesses. Check yourself. How many defects do I have? Maya makes even great Maharatis into salt water. there are such salty children that they never remember the father. They don't even know the ABC of this knowledge yet. They put on a great deal of external show. Here you have to remain very introverted. However, some of you children behave in such a way that it is as though you are illiterate. When some people have even a small amount of money, they become very intoxicated. They don't understand that they are totally bankrupt. Maya doesn't allow them to understand this. Maya is very powerful. When Baba praises them even a little, they become very happy with that. Day and night, Baba thinks that there has to be a first-class university where you children can study well. You know that you are going to heaven, and so your degrees of happiness should remain high. Baba gives you various doses to take in order to keep you intoxicated. When a bankrupt person drinks alcohol, he thinks that he is a king. But when the effect of the alcohol wears off, he's back to where he was. However, here you have spiritual intoxication. You know that the unlimited Father has become your teacher and is teaching you and is giving you directions to do this and that. Sometimes some of you have false pride. There is Maya, isn't there? Such tall stories are made, don't even ask. Baba understands that such children won't be able to carry on here. There has to be great cleanliness inside you. You souls have to be very good. You have had a love marriage. In a love marriage, there is so much love. That one is the husband of all husbands. So it is not just one, but many of you have love marriages. All of you say that you are betrothed to Shiv Baba. You are going to sit in heaven. This is a matter of great happiness. Internally, you should be thinking about how much Baba is adorning you. Shiv Baba adorns you through this one, Brahma. Your intellects know that by continuing to remember Baba, you will become Satopradhan. No one else knows this knowledge at all. There is great intoxication about this. At present, there isn't the intoxication that there should be. It is said, if you want to know about supersensuous joy, ask the gopis and gopis. Some of you souls are so dirty. It is as though you are sitting on a pile of dirt. The Father comes and changes you. He rejuvenates you. When people have their glands changed, they have so much happiness. You have now found the Father, and so it is as though your boat has gone across. You understand that as you now belong to the unlimited Father, you have to reform yourselves very quickly. You should be very happy and also be concerned about this day and night. Just see whom you have found as the marshal. Day and night you have to keep busy with these thoughts. Those who clearly recognize and understand Baba would start to fly. You children are now at the confluence age, whereas everyone else is in the dirt. It is as though they are living in those little shacks that have been made by the rubbish dump. There are so many little shacks. This then is a matter of the unlimited. Shiv Baba is now showing you a very easy way to help you remove yourselves from that. Sweetest children, you know that at this time, both you souls and your bodies are impure. You have now moved away from that world. Those who have moved away from that world are now enlightened with this knowledge. You have found the Father, so what more? Only when you have this intoxication will you explain to others. The Father has come. He is making us souls pure. When a soul becomes pure, he receives a first-class body. Just look where you souls are sitting now. You are sitting in your shacks, your bodies. This world is Tamopradan, completely impure. You are sitting beside the rubbish dump. Just consider where you have come away from. The Father has now moved you away from that stagnant, dirty water. Therefore, you souls will now become clean. You will then have first-class palaces built to live in. The Father is adorning you souls and taking you to heaven. You children should have these kinds of thoughts inside you. The Father makes you so intoxicated. Once upon a time, you were so elevated. Then you gradually began to fall until now, when you have reached the very bottom. When you souls were in the temple of Shiva, you were so pure. Therefore, you should now get together and quickly make effort to go back to the temple of Shiva. Baba is so amazed that you children don't have enough brains to do that. From where has Baba removed you? It was the Father who established this Pandava government. The Bharat that was once heaven is now hell. All of this refers to souls. Baba has great mercy for souls. The world that you souls are now in is completely Tamopradan, and this is why you remember the Father and say, Baba, come and take us back home. Even whilst you are sitting here, you should have such thoughts as these. This is why Baba says, a first-class university has to be built for you children. It is built every cycle. Your thoughts should be very royal. At present you do not have such intoxication. If you did have that intoxication, you would be able to show great wonders. You children don't understand the meaning of university. You don't maintain the intoxication of that royalty. Maya is suppressing you. Baba explains, children, you must not have any wrong type of intoxication. Each of you has to examine yourself to see what qualifications you have and how much you study and help. You shouldn't just tell tall stories. You have to put into practice the things that you talk about. You should not just tell tall stories. Today you say that you are going to do something. Tomorrow death comes and everything will be completely over for you. You wouldn't say this in the Golden Age. Untimely death doesn't take place in heaven. Death cannot go there. That is the land of happiness. Death has no right to enter the land of happiness. You have to understand the meaning of the kingdom of Ravan and the kingdom of Rama. Your war is now with Ravan. Body consciousness performs great wonders. It makes you completely impure. By becoming soul conscious, you souls become clean. You understand what kind of palaces you will have there. You are now at the confluence age. You are now improving yourselves, number-wise, and making yourselves worthy. Because you souls became impure, you received impure bodies. I have now come to make you into the residence of heaven. Together with having remembrance, you should also have divine virtues. This is not like going to your auntie's home. You understand that Baba has come to change you from human beings into Narayan. However, Maya wages war on you in an incognito way. Your war is incognito. This is why you are called unknown warriors. There aren't any other unknown warriors. You are called warriors. The names of all the others appear in a register. They have taken the symbol of you unknown warriors. You are so incognito that no one knows you. You gain victory over the whole world in order to control Maya. When you try to remember the Father, Maya makes you forget him. You establish your own kingdom every cycle. You are the unknown warriors who only remember the Father. You don't even have to use your hands or feet in this. Baba shows you many ways to have remembrance. Whilst walking and moving along, stay on the pilgrimage of remembrance. You also have to study this knowledge. You understand what you were and what you have now become. You also understand what the Father is making you into. He gives you such easy methods. Wherever you souls are living, remember the Father so that the rust can be removed from you. He shows you this method every cycle. Consider yourselves to be souls and remember the Father, and you will become Satopradhan. You have no bondage other than this. Even when you go to the bathroom, consider yourselves to be souls and remember the Father, so that the dirt on you souls can be removed. You do not have to apply a tilak to the soul. All of those things are signs of the path of devotion. There is no need for any of those things on the path of this knowledge. You don't even have the expense of a penny. Even whilst sitting at home, continue to stay in remembrance. It is very easy. Baba is our father, our teacher, and our guru. Generally, the rule is that there is first the remembrance of your father, then your teacher, and then your guru. You would definitely remember your teacher because you receive the inheritance of a study from him, Then when you reach your age of retirement, you have a guru. This father gives you everything wholesale. Baba gives you a kingdom for 21 births wholesale. When a girl gets married, she is given an incognito dowry. They don't make any external show about that. Incognito donation has been remembered. Shiv Baba is also incognito. There is no question of ego in this. Some people have a lot of ego and they want everyone to see what they give. Here everything is incognito. The Father gives you the sovereignty of the whole world as your dowry. You are being adorned in such an incognito way. You receive such a huge dowry. The Father gives it to you in such a way that no one knows about it. Here you are beggars, whereas in your next birth you will have a golden spoon in your mouth. You are going to a golden-aged world. There everything will be made of gold. Wealthy people will have palatial mansions decorated with gold. There will definitely be a difference. You understand that people are now dangling upside down like bats. Maya makes them dangle upside down. The Father has now come, and so you should have so much enthusiasm. However, Maya makes you forget whether these are the Father's directions or Brahma's directions, whether they are the Father's directions or the brother's directions. They become confused about this. The Father says, no matter whether you think that the directions are good or bad, you should consider them to be the Father's directions. You have to follow them. Even if there is a mistake in them, Baba will rectify that mistake because he has that power. You can see how this one follows everything. Who is sitting in his head? He, Shiv Baba, is sitting right next to him, Brahma Baba. Gurus also make you sit beside them when they teach you. Nevertheless, this one also has to make effort. He has to make effort to become Satopradhan from Tamopradhan. The Father says, remember me whilst you are preparing food. No one else is able to get food prepared in remembrance of Shiv Baba. The Brahma Bhojan that is praised is of the present time. Although worldly Brahmins sing praise of that food, they do not understand what it means. Those who just sing praise do not understand anything. However, you can understand that when someone is a worshipper, he is religious-minded. There in the golden age, there is no question of being religious-minded because there is no devotion there. No one there knows what devotion is. People speak of knowledge, gyan, devotion, bhakti, and distaste, vairag. These terms are first class. This knowledge is the day and devotion is the night. When you have distaste for the night, you are able to go into the day. This is very clear. You have now understood, and so you no longer have to stumble. The Father says, remember me. I am making you into the masters of the world. I am your unlimited Father. It is very easy to learn this knowledge of the world cycle. Remember the seed and remember the tree. Now that it is the end of the Iron Age, the Golden Age is about to come. You are now at the Confluence Age and becoming beautiful flowers. You souls will become Satopradhan, and so you will receive Satopradhan palaces in which to reside. The whole world is becoming new. Therefore, you children should be experiencing so much happiness. Acha, to the sweetest, beloved, long-lost and now-found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bapdada. The spiritual Father says Namaste to the spiritual children. Essence for Dharana. 1. Constantly have the intoxication that you are establishing your land of angels, Paristhan, by following Srimat. Discard all wasteful things and rubbish and maintain great enthusiasm. 2. Have very royal thoughts. Make arrangements to open a very good royal university and hostel. Become incognito helpers of the Father. Do not show off. Blessing. May you spread vibrations with your unlimited attitude while doing any type of service as an unlimited server. Now, bring about intensity in the service of unlimited transformation. Let it not be, I am doing it anyway, I stay so busy that I don't even have time. While being an instrument for any type of service, you can cooperate in an unlimited way. Simply let your attitude remain in the unlimited, and those vibrations will then continue to spread. The busier you remain in the unlimited, the easier your duty will become. To do the service of spreading elevated vibrations with your every thought at every second is to be an unlimited server. Slogan: the weapons of this knowledge are the decoration of the Shiv Shaktis, who remain combined with Father Shiva. Om Shanti.